here with what it says in Tuesday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
A plan to bring pensions and social welfare payments in line with inflation, criticism of the president about his response to his wife's letter about the war in Ukraine, and the Sinn Féin TD who moved back in with her parents to save for a deposit. Those are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent leads with the line that officials at the Department of Social Protection are preparing plans to benchmark the pension system and will then examine whether dole rates can be linked to the average industrial wage. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on the response to the statement which President Michael D. Higgins released yesterday in the wake of a letter written by his wife Sabina Higgins to last week's paper. In the letter, which was published on the Áras an Uachtaráin website but later removed, Mrs. Higgins said that the war in Ukraine would continue until both Ukraine and Russia agreed a ceasefire and entered negotiations. A spokesman for Mr. Higgins said yesterday that the president was unequivocal in his condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but a number of politicians say that he still has questions to answer. One of those is Fine Gael Senator John McGahan, who says that in his view, his statement answers nothing. And 11 letter writers to Today's Times, including Donald Denham, a former ambassador of Ireland to Lithuania, Belarus and Finland, also expressed varying opinions on Mrs. Higgins' letter. The Irish Examiner builds its lead story this morning around HSE figures which reveal that the number of patients waiting over 24 hours at emergency departments almost trebled in the first 5 months of 2022. The figure of €100 million, which is how much it's estimated has been spent on hotel and guesthouse accommodation for Ukrainian refugees, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. And the Irish Daily Mirror leads with another housing story about Sinn Féin TD Kathleen Funtian, who moved back in with her parents in Kilkenny with her two sons in May 2020 to save for a deposit for a new home, which they're due to move into over the coming weeks. An appeal by Reverend Dr. Charles McMullen, who officiated at David Trimble's funeral mass in Lisburn yesterday, to politicians to use the occasion as an inspiration to redouble their efforts to resolve their protocol differences, is covered on the front of the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. The Irish Sun leads with a story about Martin Aylmer, who received an 8-year jail sentence last week for his role in two murders and one conspiracy to murder. While the Irish Daily Star runs with a front page story about a man in his 20s from Drogheda with a number of warrants out for his arrest, who has been posting on social media about how he's sunbathing in a resort in Cancun. As for this morning, a number of today's papers report on the birth of Sadie Rose Rock, whose parents, Dublin footballers Dean Rock and Eve McAvoy, have 11 All-Ireland medals between them. If you watch Love Island, you'll be familiar with the names Ekin Su and Davide. And if you didn't, you can read all about them on the front of most of this morning's tabloids, since they were last night named as this year's winning couple. The Examiner has a story this morning about how the London Irish Centre is creating a digital archive of interviews done with Irish emigrants who helped to rebuild Britain after the Second World War. And finally, Kevin Devitt from Westport in County Mayo has a letter in Today's Times musing on the future of the Irish bank holiday, noting how we now have more bank holidays than national banks. In light of all the recent and future bank closings, Mr. Devitt wonders whether bank holidays will continue when all the banks are gone.